From gutters to the landscape, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, big-time Mike McGivern, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host this week. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. He's Lewis Wire. Lewis, good to see you.
How are you doing?
Good. Hey, we got to get you a different chair.
I know, this chair is terrible. I can stand, though.
No, we won't do that. You were out late last night. We want to make
sure. I was
sure
out late last night.
We get you.
I'm not a young man anymore.
You're not. You should have been on the show prior to this one.
Yeah. I didn't know that everyone was talking about the fishing expo, the muskie expo. I was up there last night. Good times.
I didn't know you could stay late at one of those.
You know, it's kind of like a reunion because you run into guys that you haven't seen since last year.
And then you guys stay there or you head out for a little bit and say hello?
Yeah, we went out and got a bite to eat, had a few beers.
Attaboy. Well, welcome. Hey, I'm excited about today's show because I'm a big fan of the company that is in. And I'm a client of Kern Electric. They've done great work for us. And Chuck Smith and Steve Brown are joining us. Guys, how are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Good to see you. Steve, what's going on?
Nothing much.
No, it's been a while, man.
Yeah, it's a couple months, right?
Couple months. And the first time I met you, I think in person, was at the show, at the Nary show.
Yes.
And that would have been the fall show. And you guys said, hey, I think we're coming in. And I told you my story about having you guys come out. We were looking for new lights. And Chuck is the president of the company, so I think you want to know this. My wife and I were having can lights put into the kitchen. We had some water come in, so we had a new roof put in. We're fixing the kitchen up. We're going to do a little remodel. And we called Kern Electric and said, hey, could you come out and take a look and let's talk about this? And sent the guy out, and he said, here's what I think. And we said, well, we were thinking this way. He said, you can do it that way, but my recommendation, here's why. And he sat at the kitchen table and explained to my wife Terry and I, why he thought that we should go this way.
Well, we don't recommend the can light shower, you know, with the water coming
right
through the can light.
Yeah, that was nice of him. I'm glad he didn't recommend that. But we said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. And we asked, what would this cost? And he quoted us the price. And we said, great, let's do this. When can we have it done? He said, how about by noon? And I said, excuse me? He said, I'm ready to go. I mean, if you want this done, we can do it right now.
You believe in getting it done. You know, why play around?
I was thrown back by this, and I said, okay, let's go. And he came in, really nice man. He had a young man that was helping him. They came in. My wife works out of our home. And I said, look, I have to get to work. And she called me three or four times and said, these are really nice guys, and they're explaining it. And I go down, and she'd have a question, and he'd say, here's what the reason we're doing it this way, and just so you know, we're going to do it here. And we're big fans. I wish I could remember his name.
John.
It was John.
Yep.
Well, Mike, you reminded me of my father's work ethic. At his service station, we had a service station where we'd fix the car right then and there. You know, we're pumping the gas, checking the oil, checking the tires back in the day. And if the car was broke down, it would be fixed. Pull it into the, fix it, get it back out. And that's what we like to do. Take care of the customer.
It was, we weren't prepared for that, to be honest with you, because we were prepared. You know, normally you get a price. When can we get on the calendar? Can we get it done within the next couple of days? Because we're trying to get this kitchen remodel going, and we can't move forward until we get this done. And when he said, how about by noon?
That's great.
I said, you got to be kidding. He said, I've got everything I need. I'm ready to go. And he was done by 11:30. And I came home from work to make sure that I said, hey, can I buy you guys lunch? He said, no, don't worry about it. We're good. And I said, no, I'd really like to buy you lunch because we're just really happy with it. So Kern Electric, you can go to their website. It's kernelectricco.com. So Kern Electric Company. co.com or their Facebook page, Kern Electric. You guys going to be at the show coming up here next week?
Yep.
Milwaukee Nary show? I'll be there. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Make sure you stop by and say hi.
Oh, I will. There's no doubt. Lewis, this is a big one, man.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's the 56th annual Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Spring Show, we call it. The theme this year is Remodeling Done Right. It runs Thursday through Sunday. And it really is a great show. It's a really awesome opportunity for homeowners to come in, meet contractors, talk to people, really do a lot of that work that in the past maybe you'd have to have two or three people come out to your home. Well, you don't need to do that. Meet them there.
Meet them there.
And if you're looking for something specialized, if you need an electrician, you know, current's going to be there. Talk to them. If you need a roofer, there's going to be roofers there.
All of it. I mean, it's going to be a big show.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be out there each day. I was talking with Michelle and Gail and Diane at the front office with Milwaukee Neri. And I'll be out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for a few hours and be shaking hands, kissing babies. And
you know what? Most people would prefer you don't kiss their babies.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure about that. I'll be up on stage, and I'm also going to kind of emcee a new game that they have going on called Guess the Price. And it is it's really interesting. We'll have four contestants come down. We're going to show a remodeling project and then ask them what they thought the price was.
I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I know these guys are going to it's amazing. Like, even those of us in the industry, like, we always think, oh, that won't be that much. That won't be that much. And we get it wrong. And if we're getting it wrong, you know, homeowners are getting it wrong. It still amazes me. I'll have an electrician come in and look at it and get their proposal back. I'm like, really? You know, but then they'll explain it to us, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's actually a lot of work. Okay.
Now it makes sense. You know what I like about it is people get used to watching these TV shows where you can remodel your entire kitchen for $8,000 and it can get done in 48 hours. And so they're watching these shows going, well, how come they can do it on this TV show that I'm watching? And so I think it's important that people understand what the price of quality work is worth.
The impossible just costs a little bit more. To do it that fast is really, you know, to get everybody lined up is crazy, and you don't need to do it that way. But what I love about the show is all the ideas. It's just an idea mine.
Yeah.
You really get some great ideas and get some new looks, and what can I do to my home?
You know what, Chuck, a number of years ago when I started doing the show, and I would do the shows at State Fair Park with Milwaukee Neri, and I've told this story, people would come in with a couple of needs. I need to get a couple windows. I need to get this electrical fixed here. And now they're coming in with wants. And now it's like, okay, I need a couple windows, but what I really want is a patio door. And I really want this. I want my back door looking good. This is what my wants are. And people are starting to, I think the entire business feels that, you know, people are starting to spend a lot of money now.
Well, it's true. I mean, I need tires, but I want the new wheels.
Right.
You know? And that's the same thing for our house. You know, I need the electrical fixed, but boy, I really want some nice looking designer lighting. I really want all the electronics and all the controls and everything like that too. It's really exciting when people, what can I dream my house to be?
You know, one of the interesting things for me, Chuck, is when we talk about redoing your bath or redoing your kitchen, or even your downstairs, making it to a man cave, or whatever you're going to do with it, one of the most important parts of that whole thing is the lighting. And there's so many different ways to get to the feeling of what you want in your space. And one of those, and I think one of the more important ones, is how you attach your lighting to this. Are you going to have, you know, the dimmers, are you going to have the lighting in this space? Are you going to have it under the cabinets, in the cabinets, around the cabinets? You know, the lighting part of this, the stuff that you guys do is just so important to the overall feel of the space that you're remodeling.
I really think it's one of the least expensive ways to remodel. I mean, you can paint and make it look different, but changing the lighting is going to make everything look different. For instance, if you put in some really nice countertops, well, if they're natural surface or stone, you want to really see them. So the right type of light is really important to really see the depth in that countertop, from the under cabinet lights.
Sure, and all of it.
Yeah, all of it, yeah.
That's really true. And as a general contractor, you know, we do a lot of full-scale kitchens and baths and stuff like that. But good electricians, people like Chuck and Steve, they are going to understand that how the lighting works. Because when you look at a great picture in a magazine, what you don't realize is that picture looks awesome because the photographer brought in a lot of really specialty lighting. Well,
right.
You know, you're not going to have that in your day-to-day life. So let's make sure that the lighting that goes in there really works and looks good, because you could spend a lot of money on all this stuff and you cheap out on the lighting. And you know what? It feels dirty. It feels dark. It doesn't feel warm and inviting like they wanted that space to feel. That's what great electricians do.
Yeah, I agree with that. Speaking of great electricians, I don't know if you know this, but our guests were just voted number one best electrician, Shepherd Express 2017.
I just learned that. That's pretty awesome. Congrats, guys.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I just had a guy in my office to film me a little bit about that, and he spent forever setting up the lights just to take about 5 minutes worth of video of me talking about the best of Milwaukee. We're really proud of that. Our team's worked really hard on that. And thank you, customers. The customers love us, and we love our customers.
Can you make lighting that makes me look better on TV?
Well, that takes...
we're going to... You know what? Chuck, I appreciate you not just jumping. I just threw you a softball, and you could have really hit it hard. You're a Brookfield Central boy that's kind of...
He's nicer than I am.
Yeah, that's why I didn't ask you, Lewis. And I definitely, man, was not going over to Steve on that. Chuck, I appreciate that. This show coming up next week, again, Thursday, February 15th through the 18th, there is a job fair in the morning on the 15th. And this is year three, I believe, that we've done the job fair, the Nary people have. And I think it's important that people understand you're going to a job interview. You know, don't come in ripped sweatpants and rolled up T-shirt. Come like you're going to interview for a job. There's going to be a number of Nary members there looking to hire. I mean, you could probably get 3, 4, 5 interviews out of this one day. And that is Thursday, February 15th. I believe it's 8 to noon. You can go to MilwaukeeNary.org for more information on it. But the job fair is going to be Thursday at State Fair Park. And if you're looking to either relocate, if you're looking to get out of what you're doing, if you are unemployed and looking to get into the trades, what a perfect time to go meet a lot of these companies that are looking to hire. Again, that's Thursday, February 15th. The show itself is Thursday through Sunday. Go to MilwaukeeNary.org for more information. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Chuck Smith a little bit, president of Current Electric, about his baby, solar. And I got a lot of questions. He understands this better than pretty much anybody, and it is a big part of what he believes in, the soul of what their company is. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, he's Lewis Wire. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. Our special in-studio guests, Chuck Smith and Steve Brown. Easy names this week, by the way, guys. We're talking about tough names during the break. I got easy ones today. Chuck Smith, Steve Brown, Current Electric. That's awesome. Hey, Chuck, we were talking during the break a little bit about what we ended the first segment with, and that is the job fair at the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Thursday, the 15th. I believe 8 to noon, and I'll get those times, but MilwaukeeNary.org for more information.
You know, Mike, it's about the trades. I think it's a shortcut career for a lot of people, and they can really, you know, start working right away. Training, Current Electric is basically a school. We consider ourselves a school. Not only do we send our people to WCTC, I sit on the board at MATC. I interview all the kids coming out of MATC every year, twice, every semester, twice a year. And it's exciting to see these kids. And the key to it is, what are they passionate about? Who do they really want to be? And I hear time and time again, people don't know who they want to be when they grow up. And so I recommend doing some job shadowing, maybe getting right along on one of our service electricians, get an idea of who they want to be when they grow up. We'll train them, and they can have a career right away and be making money doing it, learning.
Well, and I tell these guys that I coach, Chuck, and I'm around high school kids all the time. And when their answer to me in the middle of their senior year is, I don't know if I want to go on to college, but I'm told I have to. Well, who tells you that? Well, you know, the guidance counselors and the teachers and my parents. And, well, what do you want to do? I had a kid in the car say, be honest with you, I think I'd be a really good electrician. Well, what do you want to do with that? I don't know anybody in that field. I said, I got a guy coming in. I got two guys coming in this weekend. This is what they do. And he said, I think I'd be pretty good at that, but I don't like going to school. I said, well, you're going to have to go to school. You can't just step out of high school and call yourself an electrician. But if you're really interested in it, you need to let me know that, because I've got guys I can introduce you to. The other part of this is some a lot of these kids are going to have to take out loans. So they go 4 or 5 years, they get done with that, they're going to owe $100,000. And the guys that get out of school and come by you.
They want to be part of society, not just looking at society and studying
right.
it. They really want to be a member and start making something happen for their neighbors.
You know, we talked about your background and upbringing in the conference room before, but my dad was a bricklayer and a mason. And the thing that I got from that is two things. One, he worked really hard. But two, he was very proud of the stuff he did. We would drive downtown and he'd say, you see that building? I built that. You see that one? I was on that roof. I built this. And so he had this pride about the job he did and the work he did that I'm sure the same thing that the people that work for you.
Any intersection, we can look around and say, we lit that. And that's really exciting. You know, we were a part of that. And we could, you know, and to watch that development, whether it's somebody's store, somebody's home, business, it's exciting to see it come together.
Hey, when I asked you about, I said, you went to Brookfield Central. I said, when you were at Brookfield Central, did you know that this was the track that you were going to go down, the path that you were going to take? And you said something to me that was foreign. You said, I really understood electricity. I understood it. Like, I got it. Where a lot of people don't, and you got it at an early age. I still don't get it. Well, with the basic question that I asked you today about the outside light at our house, you guys kind of laughed and said, well, somebody just messed it up. We can fix it in about 8 seconds.
You know what it is? I'm like, a lot of 18-year-olds really don't know what they really get and what they really like, and that's why, you know, the ability to do what Chuck said, you know, the job shadow, whatever trade it's in, if electrical is interesting to you, if it's carpentry, if it's plumbing, if it's HVAC, you know, get out and try to experience a little bit. And instead, what we're doing is we're pushing a lot of these kids into this idea that they need a four-year degree. So we're lending them money that we really don't have,
right?
That they really can't afford to pay back,
correct?
To train them for jobs that probably don't even exist. I mean, it's really a bad way to go about
it's a bad path.
Helping people become valuable members of our society,
Chuck said. The biggest problem with that is sometimes they, you know, these people graduate with a four-year or even an eight-year degree, and they find out that that's not what they want to do.
Right.
So job shadowing is key to any career you choose.
Yeah, and then they've got $50,000 of debt, whereas they could go out and spend 6 months just kind of working in electric and realize, you know, I don't really like that, but maybe they realize that I kind of think plumbing is interesting. I like working with my hands. Well, great. And they've got some money in there and they can do something with
it. Here's the best part. They go to Current Electric and they spend 6 months there and they work hard and they show up every day and they're respectful and they learn. And then after 6 months, they go to Chuck and they say, hey, Mr. President, I'm not sure this is for me, but maybe plumbing. You know what he's going to say? Hey, look, I know a plumber. I've got two plumbers. I got Jesse let me call Jesse and find out if maybe she would, and I'll put in a good word for you. As long as you show up and you go to work and you're respectful and you work hard, if he figures in 6 months this isn't for me, what a great resource that Chuck Smith certainly is going to be for them. Hey, let's get back. So electricity was something that you understood at an early age?
Well, it's still a magical force. I mean, nobody really knows what electricity is or how it does. We know some parameters around it. I understood some of those parameters and what we could do with it, and it's exciting. And I'm still studying the founders, you know, Tesla and all the people that developed this field. And it's magical stuff. It really is. And it's changing our lives every day. It's one of the newest trades. It's up and coming and it's changing how we live.
Hey, when you started getting into solar, how long ago did you start right away with solar?
So I was always interested in solar. I mean, you know, even Thomas Edison thought that solar would be a way to power the world. It is one of the most reliable sources of energy. We also sell generators, but they need to be maintained. And solar, we've put it on and it works. I mean, very little maintenance, and you know, solar panels have been running for 50 years up in the atmosphere.
So last time that we talked about solar and you guys were in, Steve, and what the questions that I got asked was, it's really expensive, right? And I said, I don't think so. You know, I don't think we touched a lot on that part. Is it expensive for a company or for a homeowner? What do you say to them, Chuck, when someone says, well, I'd like to at least look at it, but I think it's going to be too expensive for me?
Well, we always look at return on investment. You know, you got to make, with solar, you have to make a lump sum investment up front. You get a 30% tax credit, but there's a tariff on the panels right now coming in. However, it's a 5 to 10 year return on investment. And to me, that is a sure thing. That's like a bonded investment. Electricity isn't going to go down.
That's not bad. I mean, most of our clients are staying, you know, 20 years in your home. So if you're going to be there for 20 years and you're going to get a 5 to 10 year return,
and
do the math, guys. It's not that
and
bad.
And what we can't calculate is what it increases the value of the home. That's a little bit hard to. And some people have said that increase has been far better than what they expected.
How much power are people drawing out of panels generally? Is it 20% of their homes average?
Well, it depends how big the roof is, how much sun we can get to them, you know, or if we can put it on a ground mount. But we can get it almost to 90%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of power.
A lot of them we figure at 50%. Wisconsin is a little bit more tough because we have this thing called winter that covers the panels.
I've become made aware of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's happening. Winter is happening.
90% is really – I mean, that is a lot of power. I mean, for people who are listening, that maybe doesn't mean a lot, but that is a huge amount of power for an average
what we find is people, you know, once they put solar on their house, they also they start becoming more educated about how much power they're really using. A lot of people don't really know what their electric bill is, so
no, you just pay it.
To turn stuff off because
or putting in LED lights or more efficient lights and other ways to save electricity, so that, you know, it becomes a game for them.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Hey, the system itself, has it changed over the years as far as, I'm sure you get asked a lot, will it make my roof leak? Will it make my roof cave? How heavy is it? Part of it been upgraded quite a bit?
Roofing materials have improved. The flashing has improved. The racking has improved. Of course, we're engineering to make sure it's going to fit on the roof without crushing your house. It's very light, only 3 pounds per square foot.
It is not going to crush your roof. If your roof is going to be hurt by a solar panel, you have a much bigger issue with your
home. Yes, exactly. I mean, building standards are such that, you know, it's going to support it. It's not going to leak. It's not going to blow off. We're going to design it right and install it right. And you need to do that with a good contractor.
What does the winter do to this?
Well, when it's covered with snow, it's not going to produce much. So when we design it, we're looking at how much sun that roof is going to see on an average year. And then we're calculating that production that way. So we can give you a good return on investment story on how much power you're going to make from this solar panel over the year's time. Whether the snow hits or not, that's all calculated in there.
Do you find that people with bigger homes are more likely to do this? I don't see a lot of solar panels off of 88th and Burleigh. Maybe I don't look for them, but I don't see many.
You know, what I found originally, it was more of the people that understand long-term investments. I had a lot of farmers, you know, they buy land. I had a lot of farmers that go, oh, I want solar. They understood the long-term investments was a really important thing because they get it. You know, whether they're going to be in their house for a long time or not, they understood that, you know, this is a good investment for me to make. So people that have a little bit of extra money that they can invest, they want to invest it some way that makes sense to them, why not invest it in your home?
You know, what we're seeing, Mike, in our industry is people are staying in their homes longer. You know, 10 years ago, you had this, you know, you had people turning homes over left and right. And of course, it ended up in this crash because everybody kept trying to get bigger and better house. We're seeing now people do want to stay in their homes. So investments like just quality insulation and windows are all coming to play. And things like solar it's a perfect opportunity. Hey, we're going to be here for 20 years. Let's do it now.
It's a stewardship, too.
That
I mean,
sense.
Building a good house is, you know, you're going to leave it to somebody.
Right.
And also, you know, putting carbon in the atmosphere is not a good thing, no matter how you look at it. And that's one of the solar stories is we're trying to make the power directly from the sun instead of burying it into the ground for a billion years and pulling it back out and burning it.
Steve Brown, how you doing?
Right, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? This is you knew we were going to talk solar.
And that's fine.
You knew that when Chuck Smith, the president of Current Electric, came in, that solar is his eyes light up when we talk about it because he's so passionate about it. You can go to Current Electric CO, which is currentelectriccompany.com, for more information. Check out their Facebook page, which is Current Electric. They're located 126th and West Burleigh, right pretty close to Murph's. Right next door.
Yeah, and across the street from Boulder Junction, Murph, Sluggos. We got them covered.
You got them covered. Yeah, voted the number one best electrician for Shepherd Express in 2017. Congratulations to everybody at Current Electric for that. 262-786-5885. 262-786-5885. And we'll continue our conversation with these guys on the other side of the break. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. I am Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is the owner of Carmel Builders. He is Lewis Wire. Lewis, appreciate you coming in. And throughout the show, we need to keep plugging that the 56th Annual Home Improvement Show is coming up next week, Thursday, February 15th through Sunday the 18th. MilwaukeeNary.org for more information. A lot of great things going on. Mad Dog and Merrill going to be there. Leroy Butler, guy that I work with every day, going to get a chance to introduce him. He'll be there Sunday, 1 o'clock. He'll be doing a cooking class.
Yeah, Leroy's got some pretty cool cooking stuff. I've checked him out more than once. It's always fun. He's got a great attitude. He's a lot of fun to listen to. And the food is darn good, too. So
do you know, I had him come and speak at the high school where I coach. And I've known Leroy now for a while. It used to be like, oh, my goodness, there's Leroy Butler. Now it's like, what, Leroy? What? And he came and spoke, and I didn't know the background story that he, you know, spent the first 7 years of his life in a wheelchair. And then he had the Forrest Gump type braces for 2 years. And kids made fun of him. And he said, I don't care, I'm going to play in the NFL. They said, you can't even walk. He goes, I'm telling you. And sure enough, this guy went about his business, took care of his business in the classroom, went to Florida State, got drafted. He said, I had no idea where Wisconsin was. He said, I had no idea what I was in. And now he's here all the time. And he loves it. He's got a home in Jacksonville. But he'll be there at the Home Improvement Show Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'll get a chance to introduce him. Melinda Myers, who I see every week here at the studios. Plant Doctor will be there every day. And just a lot of fun stuff is going to be happening. And certainly while you're there, stop by and see Chuck Smith and Steve Brown from Current Electric. I don't know, did you go to those shows, Chuck? Do you spend any time in the booth? Probably not much anymore, right?
I walk the shows. I love to see what's going on, meet new people, and yeah. It's going to be great.
Certainly, you understand the importance of shows like this. You get a chance, you walk in and talk to Steve Brown, you're going to feel immediately comfortable about working with a Current Electric. And they'll answer any questions that you have, and if they can't answer them, they'll call you back the next day. I know that for a fact. So stop by and see their booth. Stop by and see Lewis at Carmel Builders as well. Hey, when people ask about, we're talking about solar, by the way, and we're going to continue because I've got a lot more questions about it. When people talk about getting it done and they talk about the insurance increase, is there one, that kind of thing, are you guys knowledgeable to be able to walk them through that part of it?
We make sure they call their insurance company to make sure it's covered. It should be covered under their homeowner's insurance as part of any remodeling project should be. It might increase the value of their home. So other than that, that's really the only thing they should have to do. We haven't had really any problem with too many insurance companies.
There shouldn't be any issue. If you have an issue with it with your insurance company, I would encourage you to talk to one of our Nary member insurance companies, because that's improvements to your home. Good insurance companies love to see you making improvements on your home, whatever it is. And they just want to make sure that you're covered and protected. So anyone who's kind of giving you any pushback on that, I would encourage you to consider a new agent.
Hey, Chuck, what is the time frame if somebody owns a home and is there an average number of panels that a homeowner goes with?
Well, what we do is we look at their electric bill, and then we look at the size of the roof or where we can put the solar. We also look at how much sun is coming in,
right,
if the trees are in the way, and we calculate how big the solar system is compared to their electric bill, because we want to be producing about as much as they're using.
And so if on an average home, is that three panels? Is it two panels? Is it eight? I don't.
A string of panels is about 12. Sometimes okay. we put 24, sometimes, 36. It depends on how big the home is.
And what is the, so if somebody, if we walk through the process real quick, and we do this with most companies that come in, and I know that we did it with Steven and the people that from Current Electric that came in, but on the solar side, somebody calls Current Electric and said, look, I want to talk to somebody about having solar in my house. What's the process?
So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll Google Earth their home. So we can measure their roof right from Google Earth, and we'll figure out how much solar we can get on their roof. We talk to them about their electrical bill. We talk to them about their intention. Do they want to kill the bill? Do they want to 50% it? What is their goals? Do they totally want to disconnect from the utility and go with battery? And we usually explain to them that's going to be a not as good of an ROI, return on investment story, but the grid-tied systems right now with the net metering, it works great, and it's a good ROI story. So we're doing a lot of those grid-tied systems, and then we'll figure out how many solar panels and what kind of system, and then eventually we'll roll a truck, take a look at it, go up on the roof, make sure the roof is in good shape. We don't want to be putting solar on an old roof.
Right. The
solar panels are warrantied for 25 years, could last 50. The roof needs to last a long time.
Sure.
Because there's no sense taking it all off just to put a new roof on.
And so you get a lot done before the truck rolls up to look at the house.
We joke with people. We're not looking into their house or anything. We're just looking at the roof. That's all solar. That's all Google Earth will show us. But We measure the roof and see the trees, and we can figure out basically with a phone call, what's going to happen, what we can do.
And then once the truck rolls up to look at it, what is your order? So what's the time frame of getting them installed?
Well, there is some paperwork. So, we need to file with the Public Service Commission, the utilities, and get permits. But
you guys take care of all that?
We take care of all that. And some municipalities, it's just an electrical permit. So, and then it's just a matter of installing it, which takes a couple days and gets it done. There's some electric work, obviously. We have to find a place for the inverters and reconnect to the electrical box Then it's just a matter of getting it commissioned. They do a commissioning with the utility to make sure that it's properly running and going to shut down. We don't want to be backfeeding the grid when the power is off.
So, right.
And it's good to go. Depending on how busy we are, it can be weeks, but it can take a little longer than that. But it's a pretty painless process. I think most customers appreciate the process. They understand what's going on. We tell them through the whole thing what we're doing.
Do you install year-round?
We are installing right now. Putting a lot of solar on throughout. We're doing some larger commercial projects in Middleton, and we're also doing it for the Ho-Chunk Nation in near Wisconsin Dells.
So you're a statewide. You're doing this statewide.
The solar work we will do, we will leave our southeast Wisconsin neighborhood to do some nice big solar projects. But mainly for homes, we are doing it right around southeast Wisconsin. We're based out of Brookfield, so Waukesha, Milwaukee, the 4 or 5 county area, we will follow for solar.
So, love Steve, it. For the stuff that you do for the most part as a service manager for Current Electric is in southeast Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
How many employees do you guys have now?
We're just over 80 employees. Yeah, we've become a school. We train people. We want to constantly, it's Kaizen, constant improvement. We're lifelong learners, every one of us. It's one of the things that to be in a Current Electric employee, once you join us, you're going to be going to school for as long as you're working there and learning more as you can, as we really all do. But we do it consciously and set it up so that people get to be not only better electricians, but also find out how to better play in a sandbox and be better people.
He is the president of Current Electric. He is Chuck Smith, also joined with Steve Brown, who is the service manager at Current Electric. My co-host this week is Lewis Wire. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. Last question. For a guy that's been in this for as long as you have, you're constantly learning on some of this stuff. The solar part of this, is it, has it gotten to where it's as good as it's going to get, or does it continue to get better?
Oh, it's continuing to get better. I will say this, a lot of the costs have come down quite a bit. I mean, when I first started in the solar business 15 years ago, solar panels were, you know, $4.50 a watt. Now they're way under $1 a watt. So the costs have come down for the solar modules to the point where you can barely buy a framed piece of glass for that amount. So it's gotten cost competitive, and that's one of the big stories on solar is the ROI, the return on investment.
Chuck, do you think that we're going to start seeing any more American-made solar panels now with the tariff that was instituted, or are we going to – what's happening right now in the industry? Is it still mostly being made overseas, or are there American manufacturers?
So there's been – a lot of solar panels came from, you know, Asia, China, and all over, and they added a 30% tariff. We're hoping it doesn't slow down the industry and America can start kicking in and producing our own solar modules. So we're hoping that won't increase the cost of the modules, because it is, you know, we have to keep the cost down in order to keep the industry rolling and growing.
And like you said, there is an upfront cost to have this done. I mean, it's good. So there's a cost, but
nobody buys 50 years of electricity up front,
right?
So that's the story. You've got to try to figure out, okay, you know, am I willing to make that investment, long term investment? Do I have the money to do that? And if you do, I think it's one of the best return on investments for your home. It actually pays for itself.
You talked about improvements, Mike. Chuck and I were talking at the break about the next big thing will be storage of electricity. And it's going to happen. I mean, we got people a lot smarter than anyone in this room working on that. And they're going to have ways to store this. It's not going to be too far down the road. And then this solar is going to be even better, because then you can be cranking up, saving some power for time, using it during.
Storage is one of my passions. It's one of the legacies I want to leave. I really would love to see that we're able to store electricity. 15 years when I really started looking at this as a business opportunity for our company, I thought for sure by now we would have the storage problem worked out. Instead, the renewable energy problem is really worked out. We can create the energy, but we have this thing called night. We have this thing called winter that turns off the power. And everybody wants to keep their power on. So we've got to figure out a way to store it, which reasonably and reliable.
And we got to get to a break. He is Chuck Smith. He is the owner, president of Kern Electric. Also, Steve Brown is in studio, and I promise I got to get to him. He's shaking his head saying, no worries, man. Chuck's talking, and that's okay with me. They are the guys from Kern Electric. Go to KernElectricCO.com, KernElectricCompany.com, Facebook page Kern Electric as well, and certainly congratulations to everybody that works over there. Voted number one and the best electrician in the Shepherd Express for 2017. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. Lewis Wire, how's business for you, by the way? Good?
It's been great. I mean, it's a really good time to be in the industry, because people are realizing, like we talked about a couple segments ago, they want to be staying in their homes.
Yeah, no doubt. Our special guest, and I feel bad, Steve Brown's like, don't worry about it. Man, we haven't gone to him much, and he said, no worries. Chuck Smith, the president of Kern Electric. And when you talk about solar, he's the guy you want to talk to. And once we started talking about it, we haven't gotten off it. And I just think it's important. It's a really good topic that we haven't really talked a lot about. And you guys, you're meeting new people pretty much every day who are interested in this.
Yeah, yeah. People are interested in it. It's an exciting story, I think. And it's one of the legacies I really want to leave. I think if we can do anything to bring renewable energy, get us off our carbon footprint, and add solar is one of the ways. I like to keep our company on the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge, and I think solar is that. Solar is on the cutting edge, and it works. It's proven. We've had we've been installing it now for 10 years and very few problems with it. No hail damage that we've seen. The panels are warrantied for, like I said, up to 25 years and should be producing for up to 50.
How many do you have? How many people within Kern Electric are specific to solar?
About 12. About 12 people are specific on solar, and we've got crews. We got a residential crew installing all over for different areas in Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We do a lot of installs for anyone that's selling solar in the area too. There's a couple of national firms that have now come to the state and sell it, and we do their installs for them. But if you want, call us direct. We'll do it for you.
You know what? And I don't want to bash any of the national companies, but they're not located on 126th and Burlot.
No,
you can't go to their company and go to Burst for a Sunday after because you're right next door to that.
They're on the West Coast, but we'll install for whoever, and we'll install for you. You know, that's the key.
One of the great things, just as a plug here for Milwaukee NERI that we have here, and I think a lot of people don't realize, is Milwaukee NERI is the largest NERI chapter in the nation by a lot. We don't have a lot of regional and national companies, whether it's builders, whether it's electricians, roofing companies. We have an amazingly strong base of local qualified contractors. People around the country look at Milwaukee's market and how our professionals in this industry act and operate and work with each other, and we're the envy of a lot of other areas, and that's why you can work with people like Chuck, who actually is on 124th and Burleigh,
right,
and knows us, and you don't have to call someone who's out of, you know, San Diego, and they've got their guy who's a sub who comes up here who probably has never seen, you know, a day like today or a day like yesterday.
Would any of you guys buy a car from a dealership in San Diego? You buy the car from the guy here because you trust him. He's local. You understand. The guy went to Brookfield Central. How do you not trust a guy that went to Brookfield? There's a couple of guys I don't trust in Brook Central, but I'm not. You're not one of them, Mr. Smith. You are not one of them. Hey, one other question before we talk a little bit about the show coming up. When somebody's power goes out at their home, solar doesn't continue, right? I mean, it does go out.
With the grid-tied systems, we're required. The inverters are required to shut down because we don't want to be backfeeding into the grid. We do have battery backup systems, and we have ways of adding battery backup or generation to the grid as well. So when the power does go out, we can back up some circuits. Yes, we can.
Steve, how much of the booth that you have at the NERI show coming up this week is going to be, you'll have solar information there, correct?
Yeah, because of the show last year and how much of conversation I got into that I personally wasn't prepared for with the interest in solar, we are going to have a generator section, a solar section, and service section for the NERI show. So we are getting a bigger booth this year.
Yeah, that's really important. I think with the amount of people that are going to come to ask you about some of the stuff they heard on the show today, it's important that you guys are prepared for that. Did we figure out what the time is for the job fair?
Yeah, the job fair is from 8:30 until 11:30. That's on this coming Thursday. It's at the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park. So at State Fair Exposition Center, frankly, it seems like it has a different name every year. I don't know.
It's
the big building at State Fair Park.
It's a big building.
Come on down there. It's really, if you're someone who's interested in the trade, even if you're just that person who doesn't even really know, come on down and just talk to people, because you'll get a chance to talk to these people, and maybe you decide who you want to go and shadow with.
8:30 to 11:30 on Thursday, and then the show starts at noon. Noon to 8 on Thursday, 10 to 8 Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday, and there's over 250 home improvement remodeling booths, and it's going to be packed. So, guys, I really appreciate it. We didn't get into half of the stuff I wanted to. Chuck, I got to get you back in studio.
I just want to make one plug for Steve. You know, he's one of the people that I found in the company. He's a great service manager. And, you know, I love it when people come into my company and just want to ask, what are we doing? What do we got going? And Steve was one of those people. I saw his lights turn on. I saw who he was, and he's really been making our service team rock.
He's a really good ambassador for you, Chuck, and your company. Just so you know, him and the people I met at the show last time, really good ambassadors for you and what you guys do. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in. I really appreciate it. Again, come out and see these guys. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at State Fair Park. It is the 56th annual Milwaukee NERI Home Improvement Show, remodeling done right.
Thank you, Mike. This was fun.
You bet. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah. I appreciate that. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.